You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM, and today we have Yannick Daudi in the booth, and he'll be talking about his latest project, Children of the Amazon. So Children of the Amazon project sounds exciting. Tell us about it.
Yes, hi Maureen. It's a great project. I'm really excited about it. I've been working on this since this summer, and it's basically, it all started from reading this article online on the United Nations website about this school that had been sort of visited by paramilitary groups in Colombia, and they had abducted some children from that school, not by force, but by promising them better living conditions. Mm-hmm. And the article said that those kids slept on the floor. So it all started there, and then I just figured that it would be easy enough for me to improve their living conditions. Mm-hmm. And if that's going to make just one last child soldier, then it would be a good thing. So I, after a lot of weeks of trying to contact somebody there, I finally managed to do Department of Education mm-hmm. of Colombia to get a hold of the director of the school and set up this project where I will be delivering hammocks and mosquito nets to the children of that school.
Okay, that will make a huge difference just in their well-being, because, you know, after sleeping on the floor and now they get to sleep in a hammock with a mosquito net, that's going to make a huge difference in their whole
absolutely
outlook on life.
Yes, yeah. Yes, and it's something simple. It's something that I can do, and it doesn't do much. It's not very hard for me, but it makes a huge difference in their life. This is, you know, right now we can think that tonight they're going to be sleeping on the ground and tomorrow night again and so on. But as soon as they're going to have those hammocks, you know, they're going to, for years to come, they're going to have a real place to sleep. And it's something. Mm-hmm. It's such a small thing, yet so concrete. And again, to try to prevent, you know, child soldiers is one of the most horrible things something can happen to a child. I mean, it's mm-hmm. Robbing away their whole childhood. And if this is going to prevent one from saying, oh yeah, you know, maybe what they're promising me is better than what I have, mm-hmm. then you know, I'm happy with it. So that's
good. I was reading a little bit about this. This is a school, I guess, deep in the Amazon. Okay,
yes.
In Colombia, and it's a boarding school, I guess, because
yes.
It's unsafe for them to even return home, most of them, eh?
That's it. It's the children who are there come from villages all around. There's not many schools around, so the parents send them there, and they would normally go back home, but because it's very dangerous, because of the there's basically a war going on between the government and the rebels there,
mm-hmm.
They can't go back home. It's too dangerous. There's landmines, there's all kinds of things. So they have to stay in the school and they become refugees. And actually, mm-hmm. One interesting fact that I recently read online is that Colombia has the second largest number of internal refugees, internally displaced people in mm-hmm. the world after Sudan. So it's pretty incredible, because it is not such, I mean, it's a big country, but like you would imagine to have the second largest number of internally displaced people just because of that one conflict. And I guess those kids do count in those displaced people because they're not staying with their parents.
True, yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of drug trafficking and the drug cartels and everything.
Yeah, that's what actually funds this whole.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So how many children are in the school?
In total, there's 250.
Okay.
There's 138 that are boarding.
Mm-hmm.
So the rest actually belong to the community where the school is.
Okay.
And that's a small community, I think, of about 100 people or houses, and they basically provide food for the children, for the 138 that are extra, that are there staying.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones who provide everything for them. So so that's the community I'm going to meet and to deliver the hammocks and the mosquito nets to.
Okay, and what are the ages?
It's a primary school, so...
okay, so they're young.
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
It goes up, I mean, because over there, you know, since they don't necessarily have that much access to a secondary school after,
mm-hmm.
it's not that easy or something. Sometimes you have people that are older or just start school older. So I guess you would still have kids that are older than
mm-hmm.
the children we have here. In
okay,
school.
Very interesting, exciting project. So you're bringing about 138 hammocks?
Yes.
Yeah. At $20 a piece.
Yes.
And the mosquito nets are $5 a piece. And are you, you're going to canoe down. This is, I read, probably one of the most dangerous journeys you've taken so far.
I think so. It's a very, the zone I'm going into is very dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of rebel activity there, and you know, not counting just the physical challenge itself and being in the Amazon, it's the province is one of the poorest, no, the poorest actually in Colombia. 90% of the province is indigenous, and just like many indigenous communities in many countries like we have in Canada, they seem to be more forgotten by the government. They have less funding for things. There's more social problems. It's a province with the most social problems and all that. and they don't have much infrastructure either. There's no mm-hmm. roads in the entire province except for the capital city.
Okay.
There are not a single road. It's all done by boat or by plane.
Okay.
The transport. So there's a lot of challenges in the journey itself. The river itself is very remote, and it's not a river that's very much traveled. So there's all these challenges. Plus, of course, my greatest fear is not so much the environment. I'm used to doing these kinds of expeditions, and living in autonomy for 2 weeks or however long is going to be. Fine for me. It's more the human aspect, like meeting encounters with FARC rebels or something like that that
mm-hmm.
might create
mm-hmm.
a problem. Yes.
Yeah, you have to kind of rely on your experience and rely on how to read people. You've had a lot of experience with that, but
That's it.
You don't know.
No,
yeah.
You never know. You never know. You have to expect. I mean, I have a few things working for me. One of them is that I don't have much value. It's a very politicized group. They usually kidnap people that have some kind of importance, like Ingrid Betancourt,
mm-hmm,
or people
mm-hmm.
So kidnapping just a Canadian guy, a traveler, I don't have any political value. I don't represent any organization. I'm just going on my own like that. I don't have much value for them, I don't think. Plus they're groups that are well funded. They don't need to steal. They're funded by drug trade,
right? Mm-hmm.
So whatever I have, the equipment I have, the hammocks, the all that is not doesn't have much value for them,
right?
And so I'm counting a little bit on all this, and then of course on my experience in dealing with it. But I think it's, I still, of course, if I'm going, and I think I will manage to, of course, get to the school and do everything successfully. So
good. Well, we certainly wish you all the best in that. Now, interestingly enough, the hammocks and the nets, you're not taking them. That was the original idea, but you're not in the end there.
No, that's it. I figured because a lot of people are supporting this project, and plus I wouldn't want it to be a waste,
mm-hmm.
risking to lose the hammocks. The rivers, there's rapids. At some point, I'm going to have to go down to actually portage around because there's waterfalls that I can't
mm-hmm.
go with my boat. So I'm going to have to carry all my stuff around. And there's so many things that can happen. I didn't want to risk, having done all this expedition, to fundraise for all these things and then to lose them.
Right.
So I organized through another way of having the hammocks go straight to the capital city of the province. And from there, somebody, actually a friend of mine who will be bringing them, who will be secured with an escort
mm-hmm.
and all that, brought
mm-hmm.
To the school and with the hammocks, and we're going to meet there. So I'm actually going to be going down the river. She's going to be coming up the river, escorted, and then we'll deliver the hammocks. We'll meet at the school and deliver the hammocks at that time.
Okay, sounds like a great plan. Now, I was reading what you're actually going to be bringing, and that's quite exciting too. So tell us about that.
Would you mean the
drawings, the
drawings
from the elementary students?
Yes. So the one of the things that I've that I've set up with a primary school here with the principal is to make a link between the primary school there and the primary school here. And so I went and I did a conference to 180 kids at
That's
this primary
lot.
School
yeah.
in L'École Arc-en-Ciel in Saint-Denis de Brompton.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to the kids and I basically offered them to help me, help these kids. And they were so enthusiastic about it. They all wanted to really do something. And these are all primary skills, starting with the youngest.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so we decided that of two things. First of all, they did like a walkathon to fundraise money to buy hammocks and mosquito nets.
That's right, yeah.
So I don't know how much they fundraised yet, but they're going to be giving me that money in person next week. And then the other thing that we decided that they could do was make drawings and me deliver those drawings. So each child is going to make a drawing, and I'm going to be delivering to a child there, and then the child there is going to respond by making another drawing, and I'm going to bring it back. So that's such a nice add-on to the project. I wasn't planning initially, but
mm-hmm.
I loved the way that it turned out. Making this link is one of the best things I can do. The kids there, and for the kids here, for the kids there, they feel forgotten. They think, basically
mm-hmm.
the world, they don't know that, they don't think that the world knows they exist. And to receive something from Canada, from kids here, one day out of the blue, to arrive with this is just amazing for them. It's gonna, when you think you're forgotten, and to just know that all these people care about you and are trying to do something for you is amazing. And I think, so that's just gonna that's just a beautiful part of the project. And then of course the children here feeling like they can actually help and make a real difference, and mm-hmm. and that's an incredible gift that they have, and they feel it. And when I was, you know, talking to them, I had never done a conference to such young kids, especially they had divided the group in two, and one of them were like all the babies, basically all the mm-hmm. smallest children, mm-hmm. and yet they were all really enthusiastic about helping. And it's, I made the conference in a way that the idea sort of came from them. I said, what do you want to, you know, if you know that they're sleeping on the ground, what do you want to do? And they all, like, you had hands raising up, mm-hmm. we can bring them beds, we can, you know, and I said, yes, and that's what we'll do, you know. And so it really, they really felt like it was their idea, and that it was, and that they were really, they had figured out how to help these kids, and that I was just the instrument.
What a fantastic project, you know, yes. Building empathy. Definitely, it's a wonderful project, and I'm sure some of the drawings, at least that are kept by the children around here, will probably have a very long lifespan.
Yeah, I certainly hope so.
Yeah, that's great. Now, they did a fundraiser. Any other fundraisers that are going on? Or?
Yes. I don't have fixed dates for all of them, but I am giving a talk soon at Bishop's mm-hmm. University on Tuesday, November 16th.
Okay, that's this Tuesday coming up.
Yes, mm-hmm. at 7:30 p.m. at the Old Library, and I will talk in more detail about the project. I'll talk about other projects also, and people can help there directly. So at the end, like, people will be able to buy hammocks or buy a mosquito net for a child there. Mm-hmm. The nice thing about this as well is that I'm doing this over Christmas, so it's a little bit like a charitable Christmas gift. People can see it as giving, you know, they can even buy a hammock for somebody else, but for that child, or making gifts in that way. So I think it's a great opportunity to make a concrete difference and a nice different type of gift. And so I'll be explaining all that, and I'll probably give more details during that lecture about any other fundraisers I would have. Okay. That are coming up.
Good. So that's this Tuesday. That's the 16th. And it's in the Old Library, which is that in McGreer Building?
Yes.
Okay, in the McGreer Building. That's the building right in front. And of course, free, open to the public too. Yeah. So it's not just for students. Anybody can go and find out more about the project, see how you can help. And I think it's a nice idea for Christmas too, because, you know, for the person that has everything, you can say, well, I gave, you know, $40 or $20 or even $10, you know, in your name, and this is how the money's going to be used.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Good. And you always choose the holiday season to go out and do these adventures. So.
Yeah. Yeah, it falls nicely that way. Yeah.
Yeah. What adventure is this? How many have you done so far?
Oh, it's been 10 years. Actually, my talk is entitled Humanitarian Expeditions, a 10-year, 30,000-kilometer human power journey. So it's been 30,000 kilometers by human power and 10 years that I've been doing this.
Okay.
Now, the more, let's say, a humanitarian aspect is more in the past 3 years that mm-hmm. I've been doing that. Mm-hmm. But the expeditions, this type of expedition, and I guess what brought me to this stage is those 10 years, is seeing what I've seen over those mm-hmm. past 10 years.
And you've got a chance to see some of your projects in action too, and what a difference it makes.
Yeah, it's an incredible feeling. And that's, I think that's what I want to focus the talk mostly about on Tuesday, is what is motivating me to do this. I'll show, for example, a letter I received from a prisoner in Mongolia, a woman who wrote me a letter, and just reading this letter would keep me doing what I do the rest of my life. It's mm-hmm. so touching, mm-hmm. and just things like that, you know, letters from children I've received from Uganda, things that I've seen, you know, people go. I mean, just incredible, just the interactions with the people there, and seeing when I do something this simple, the difference, the happiness that it brings them, and how thankful they are. And it's just, it's an incredible feeling, and it really motivates me to keep doing what I'm doing.
Yeah, no matter how much money you have, you can never buy that feeling.
No.
Yeah, that's incredible. So humanitarian expeditions, a 10-year, 30,000-kilometer human power journey. So definitely always human powered.
Yes. Yeah, for many reasons human powered, you know. Yeah. Because I try to use only muscle power, in the sense I don't use fossil fuels, you know. I'll canoe down the river, I'll cycle, I'll walk, mm-hmm. I'll ride a horse, and human powered in the sense that it's the humans, the people that I meet, that power, that give me the strength to go on and to keep doing what I do. So
good. Now, how long is it to get to the school after you get in your canoe and you?
It'll take about 2 weeks. It's hard to estimate. Because,
2 weeks. Wow.
Yes.
Okay. By yourself in this danger-oriented place. Yeah. So yeah.
thing is, once I get there, then I just fly right back. So
okay.
I mean, everything is organized. Also, when I start, you know, I get dropped off with a plane, and then I start like in the middle of nowhere, basically. And but I can choose a little bit where I start and adjust a little bit depending on as the time gets closer, and I'll decide. But yeah, it's going to be about 2 weeks.
Okay. And another thing we should mention is that for the traveling, you use your personal funds. So if anybody
Absolutely.
Gives a donation, it goes just to the hammock and the nets. And,
yes. I'm not affiliated with any organization. There's no administrative fees. There's nothing. All I'm doing is basically breaking hammocks and mosquito nets that people buy. And I mean, they buy them through me because I'm getting a group discount because I'm buying everything. I'm getting 138 in one shot, so I managed to get them for $20 a hammock and $5 a mosquito net, but that's all the money's going to.
Okay, people around here can't imagine what it's like to try to sleep, you know, with bugs all around you and biting you and you know and on the floor too, and that,
plus the diseases they carry.
I mean
they have to deal with malaria, yellow fever, dengue fever, all kinds of terrible diseases that can be easily avoided with just sleeping under a net, for example.
Amazing. So if someone wants to find out some more information, you have a great website too. It's Postcards from the Edge.
Yeah, and
just
yeah,
type
you
that
can
in.
Just type www.postcardsfromtheedge, all in one word, .ca. And then in there, on the left-hand side, you have a little Children of the Amazon Project. You just click on it and you have all the information. You can even donate online. If you don't live around here, and you can donate through PayPal using your credit card on the website, that works fine as well. So it's very easy to give. And otherwise, if you come to the presentation, you can give in person at that time as well.
Okay, great. Good. And you take checks as well as cash?
Yes. Sure.
Good. Okay. Anything else you wanted to mention before we go, Yannick?
No, I just encourage people to support this project. Again, it's very dear to me, of course. I think it's an incredible chance to make a concrete difference in these children's lives. They need all the help they can get. You know, $20 or $5 is not a big amount, I think, to spend to change a child's life. And if we can prevent just a single other child soldier from being abducted, then that's a huge, huge difference that we can make.
Oh, for certain. And again, that's this Tuesday coming up, the 16th of November, in the old library on the campus of Bishop's University. Everybody's welcome, and there's no charge. There's no admission charge. Okay, well, thanks very much, Yannick.
Thank you.